Yep.
Hi, everyone. I was asked to come up and speak to you for just a couple minutes tonight about something that's very near and dear to my heart, which is my personal daily prayer time. So prayer was always modeled to me in the home when I was young. Many of you know my parents. They're very good parents, and they are daily prayers themselves. So they would pray daily. I would often catch my mom and dad praying, which I think is wonderful. One of my earliest recollections is getting up in the morning for chores and going down to the kitchen and seeing my grandpa sitting in his favorite rocking chair. My grandpa lived near us, so he helped with chores. And my dad would be sitting on the couch. And I would come down, and when I arrived, they would pray. And they would pray personally from the heart to God for whatever they were doing that day, just offering the farm and their work to God each and every day. But for some reason, maybe it was because I was a teenager, it didn't rub off on me. I didn't really pick it up as I should have. So really my own personal introduction to prayer was on a mission trip. We were going on our way to Florida on a bus, and we had traveled through the night, and in the morning, as soon as the sun came up, the bus parked, and we got off the bus, and it was time for devotions. Well, I had no idea what devotions were, so I had to bug the person next to me. Everyone else was quiet, and I said, "What do you do during devotions?" And he said, "Well, you read your Bible and you pray, or you read your Bible and you talk to God." So I said, okay, well, I can do that. So I read my Bible and I talked to God. And it was structured into our day throughout that training program that I was at. So every day we would have half an hour to spend reading our Bible and talking to God. And we also had a journal and a little guide that we followed that gave us a scripture passage to read and a little reflection. So that was the beginning of my prayer time. And I have to say that that's something I've tried very hard to continue with daily throughout my entire life since then. And it's had an enormous impact on my life. There are four areas that I wanted to share with you of how daily prayer has impacted my life. The first way is that I began to notice patterns in my life surrounding my prayer. Things I would pray for or things I would read in the scriptures would come back at me during the day. I would hear someone say something, I think that's similar to what I prayed for today. Or I'd write something in my journal, and then I would read something even just on a billboard or see something in the news or whatever, and it would remind me of what I had read. So I noticed a pattern. I noticed that there was more of a dialogue going on between me and God. The second effect that it had on me was it changed the way I saw people and the way I saw problems. So if someone would share with me a problem they were having or something difficult they were going through in their life, I would immediately think about prayer, about taking it to prayer the next day. So it changed the way I thought about them, and it changed the way I thought about a problem, that it was something I could take to God rather than just go, oh, well, what can you do, right? The third thing I noticed was that I began to realize that I had been adrift. I thought it was interesting. Father was talking about the Titanic and also about that quote from that saint who said that someone who doesn't pray, it's like their life is adrift. I began to notice that my life was like that before I began to pray. You know how when you're fishing and you're not paying attention and you're just concentrating on the fishing pole and you're not anchored and suddenly you run into the reeds or the edge of the water? That's what I feel my life was without prayer. It was like that I had been drifting, that without really an anchor into God, I was just sort of going wherever the world blew me, and that's not good. And the fourth way that it changed my life is I began to notice God speaking to me. And no, I didn't hear a voice from heaven or anything, but over time I began to notice that I was being led in certain ways. And that actually resulted in my work here at the parish, which I've been here for almost 20 years now. And the reason I'm here is because I continually ask God to lead me and to guide me, and this seems to be where he's leading and guiding me. So those are the four ways. A verse came to mind when I was thinking about this talk tonight, which is John 15:5. Many of you probably know it. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And that word nothing, I think, ties in well with what Father said. The saints and the mystics agree as well that without prayer, really, we might trick ourselves into thinking we're accomplishing things, but we're not. Without prayer, if God's hand is not in it, it really amounts to nothing. It amounts to nothing in our soul, and it amounts to nothing good in an everlasting or eternal sense. And I've really noticed that in my own life, that I've noticed over time that my best days were the days I began with prayer, and my worst days were the ones where I chose something else over my prayer time and gave that time to something less than prayer. I've really, really noticed that, and I really feel strongly about that. And that is definitely a pattern that I've seen. And I wanted to conclude tonight by telling you that God is crazy about you. He loves you. He's nuts about you. He's like that parent that won't shut up about you, about your little the little things you do, about falling in mud puddles the color of your stools and things like that. You know how certain parents are like that? Well, that's what God is like about you. And I think sometimes when we approach prayer, we think of God as a ruler, as this grumpy king sits on the throne with a scepter in his hand, and he's waiting there to cast judgment, or maybe he looks at the things we've done wrong. But really, I think when I approach God in daily prayer, I think of him more as a loving father who's there, he's so crazy about us, wants to spend time with us, and proved his love for us by sending his son Jesus to die, so that we could open the way to us to receive eternal life, and also to have that personal relationship with him. So I really want to encourage you that if you don't do it already, to carve out a little bit of time each and every day. It's worth it, and it will change your life. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm.